Almost 8 years after Charlotte's Eastland Mall was torn down, something new may finally be coming. Developers want to fill the vacant lot with new homes, offices, stores, a hotel, soccer fields, and headquarters for Charlotte's new Major League Soccer team. If the city council goes for it, the new development will surely bring new life to the crumbling property. But it might also displace two groups that currently occupy the space. One is a group of skateboarders who've built a homegrown skate park, and the other is an Hispanic flea market that sets up every weekend. Both groups are wondering if there's any way to get included in the new development, and if not, when and how they may be pushed out. The skate park, which is on the western part of the property, is small but lively. About a half dozen skaters meet there just about every afternoon to practice tricks or just hang out.
Yeah, there's so much junk buried in all this stuff.
That's Steven, a lifelong Charlottean who built much of the park. He doesn't want to give his last name because the skate park is a DIY, meaning it's not officially sanctioned by the city. He says he and some friends started building it back in 2015.
We had two original other DIYs, and they got knocked down. So we just needed a place to skate, you know?
They started with a few ramps, then poured in concrete, from which they sculpted ramps and jumps. They even incorporated some metal salvaged from the old Tremont Music Hall after it was demolished. Steven says the spot was never meant to last forever. Actually, he's surprised it's lasted this long. But he's still going to be sad to see it get razed, which he's sure will happen.
If there was a way to keep it, that would be amazing, you know, because so many kids skate here every day, all day.
But he's not optimistic.
I mean, I know we're on borrowed time. I just hope that, like, if the city does do something, just give us a heads up. There's so much stuff out here that's salvageable that we could use somewhere else.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the property, about 100 vendors and their employees set up every Saturday and Sunday to hawk clothes, toys, electronics, and food. There's even a man hacking open fresh coconuts with a machete. Gustavo Martinez, who moved to Charlotte from Mexico, has been selling fruits and vegetables here for the past 5 years. He says through his grandson, Brandon Rico, that he has heard about the new development, and he's worried.
There's about like 200 same businesses here selling stuff. If they take it away from us, then there's like 200 people living with nothing, because this is our business here.
It's his only job, he says. And while he can earn some money during the week selling to people at their apartments, many other vendors are entirely reliant on the market for income. People like Inkari Kushkagwa and her mother and aunt, who sell clothes and gifts made by their relatives in Ecuador.
Well, we don't really have other sources of income. Sometimes we go to Native American festivals, powwows, and in other states, and Saturdays, Sundays. We don't really have another source of income Monday through Friday.
If the market gets pushed out, they say they don't know how they would get money to buy food or pay rent. Those concerns are echoed by one of the market's two owners, Theodore Williams.
I pretty much put myself homeless building this flea market for months. Yes. And I can have you talk to many people in here that have been here and taken care of their family, putting their children to college and everything else.
He says he has been in conversations with the city, which he's been leasing the space from since the market started in August 2015. He says he's been pushing hard to get the market included in the new development, and he's more optimistic than the skateboarders.
I feel pretty confident. I am, you know, looking at possibility for other things just in case, but I would say I'm about 90% certain that the city knows the benefit to our area, what we're doing here.
Nothing has been set in stone, but Williams says he has met with city officials and he thinks he has a chance. And Mayor Vi Lyles told WFAE this week MLS team owner David Tepper has visited the flea market and is interested in keeping it, though spokespeople for Tepper and the city did not respond to requests for comment. In the meantime, it's unclear how much longer the skateboarders and flea market have until construction on the property starts. Major League Soccer officials say they want the team to start playing as early as 2021, though that doesn't mean their headquarters need to be finished by then. At this stage, developers have only just begun the process of mapping out their plans with the city. And stay with us, we'll have more Weekend Edition just ahead.